Law of Hokie Israel, Arskude, day 4, an excerpt from 262a. The Zohar continues speaking about the order of prayer. Bosa Desayim, after he concludes, means after he finishes the Shmoneh Esrei, Koim al Ragloi Lodo al Chovoi, he stands on his feet to confess, for instance, in order there shouldn't be an opening of the mouth for the other side to turn him away, to like accuse. Be subjugated before him. Vikim Vikiume, and stand his endurance, this Borchum Ibe Malcolm, be blessed from the house of the king. Where the person reaches a very high level in the Shemoneh Esrei and draws a divine flow from above. So when there's opened up a big flow, so the dogs also come, they also want, they get a piece of the rack that wants some meat. So it's necessary to subjugate them. One of the ways is through the confession. So the Sidracha shouldn't say, oh, how could this person who's such a person get flow, he doesn't deserve it, he did this and he did that. So a person confesses sins before Hashem and shuts up the Sidracha. And then as the Rizal brings it afterwards, we continue drawing down the flow in Ashrei Zeach of Olet Zion, and after that we say the Keteris in order to make sure that the other side shouldn't be able to be nourished from the flow after the prayer. The Kachuke Mandi Skadish Bahai Gavna Besosu Gavran. Merit Razi is a portion of one who sanctified in this way in the prayer, as was said. Kosha Kishrin, and he ties bonds, which means he ties the worlds together, the palaces one after the other. Yichud Yichudin, and unites unifications, the divine names he has in mind while he's praying. It's Kavan Makula, he has in mind in everything, in intention, everything as is fitting. He knows each part of the prayer, which divine intentions to have, which divine names to have, how to bind the palaces, how to draw Hashem's infinite light, and he attached him. Lay daily meaning is smaller, it doesn't turn to the right and to the left. So let's say, Lo Hadar Rekanya, its prayer does not return empty handed. Kutjabrichu Gozeviyu Vatel Hoyim, blessed be, decrees, and he nullifies it. As a person who merits to unite all the worlds, Hashem gives him a ruling power. Al Doxi Badis is written, Yismach Avicha Vyimecha Vesogel Eldatecha. Your father, mother, rejoice, and those who gave birth to you, be jubilant. Whereas in Mishlei 23, Islei Chulka Ba'amadin Ba'amadasi has a portion this world, next world, as we mentioned, because he unites both of them together through uniting the worlds above, and that gives him his portion in it. See if it's written, Atokum Yod Laila, she rises as yet night, Vati Tenter of the Vesa, and gives a portion to her house, v'cholkanar osea, and a set portion to her maidens. Speaking about the Eish Yisrael, Mishlei 31:15, the woman of valor, and it's a parable for the Shekhinah, the divine presence. A person draws a flow for the worlds below, and for the souls, and for the angels, through being careful properly in the tefillah and the prayer. V'ha ribuy de b'chon v'gdusha d'osevetz g'dusha d'kon natla. From that increase of blessings and holiness, additional holiness that it takes. Again, that it was caused through the person's prayer, through uniting the worlds and drawing Hashem's infinite light to them. Gemara Tomei defined it says in Bereishis 49:27, L'erev v'chalik shalom. Evening he divides the booty. At night is the time of the Malchus, the one who gives down the Shefa. So therefore, that's the time of dividing the booty and giving the, dishing it out, divine flow. The Pligas Kul Kala Kula, it divides a portion to everyone. Rafilu L'sitra Achra Kul Kala Kudor, and even to the other side has a portion to itself. It's necessary to give a dog a bone also. He should be able to be alive. The main thing is that we should give the dog, and the dog should know he's the dog and we're the master. And then it's subjugated and everything is in the proper place. Raza Dawn, the secret, Raza B'nei Nusa, the secret to the children of faith. I mean, some of the people that are attached to Hashem's infinite light and live an experiential awareness of him, they know these secrets, they experience them. Chukka the Sitra Achra Mesava, the portion of the impure other side. Kol Inu Chovinu, all those sins, Kol Inu Chatoin, transgressions to Habanosh of that person, the Kosher Kishon Yehuda, that ties bonds of unification with Vadalain and confesses about them. Kulo Sharin the Lady Sitrach, the old rest upon the other side. Vino Chulka the Sansa Sitrach of Mesafa. They're the portion inheritance of the impure other side. So when a person confesses, he's like giving, he's mentioning sins, which is the whole joy of the other side. That's where they get derived the nourishment from, negative energies. So it's a kind of way of giving them bone, keeping them quiet, and subjugating them, making sure they don't cause any trouble. In the order, if he doesn't confess about them, he's found in accuser and is able to cause problems. The order, I'll call for if he confesses all of his sins. In that prayer, He ties bonds of unification, blessings above and below. That portion of the other side, calling the Chovin the Chotoyin the Odi Alayhu, all those sins, transgressions that he confesses about them, not alone Chulkei. So it takes him for its portion. The other side takes its portion from the sins, and it doesn't take anything from the Kedusha, from the flow of infinite light, of holiness in the worlds above and below. This is the reason that they've enacted to say the confession in the order of the alabes, the alphabet, using each one of the letters for a certain type of confession. So in that way, it's as if confess for all the possible sins, and it doesn't give any place, doesn't leave any place for the other side to accuse and cause any problems. And Raza Dor, in the secret, Seir is the goat that we offer up on Yom Kippur. We want one to Hashem, and one the coin confesses about and sends it away to the other side. It's even written, Misadolav Eschol Avonos, and Israel, and should confess upon all the sins of Israel. Verse of Ikra 16:21. It's even written, the next verse, Venosa Seir Love, and the goat shall bear upon it all the sins, and it's sent to the other side. Do Chulke Advei Vachsante, this is his portion. And his set piece and his inheritance. We have Anosh Tov L'Sachon. It's mentioned three terms over here, because when a person davening Shemoneh Esrei goes all the way up to the Keser, the crown of Hashem, which is manifest in three heads, and it comes down and manifests to the three triads of the sphere of the spheres throughout the worlds, and then it comes all the way down to the Sitra Achra, manifests, branches out into three parts in its side, and has to be given some nourishment in those ways. A person confesses from the three sides, from Chesed Gevurah Tiferes, right, left, middle aspect, confesses for having gone too much to the right, have not accepted certain boundaries, gone to the left, have indulged too much boundaries, confesses for having defected in the middle, for not having proper balance. So this he nourishes, gives the Sidrach its nourishment, keeps it quiet. If that person returns to his going sour of sins, vile, woe to him, the kulu not alone we have sitra bal korche da have sitra. So they all take that side against its will of that side. And we go to not alone we have sitra bal korche da have sitra, because they take from that side against the will of that side. Kadin avishle v'safachle v'katrigo v'katrigale. Then they do bad to him, turn around for him, and accuse her and accuses upon him. So it means that if the person sins chas v'shalom, so it's like taking that energy of the sin away from the other side. So it's like if they gave the dog a bone, if you take it out of its mouth, or if you try to, it really starts to growl and tries to bite chas v'shalom, cause problems. Kad odi alayhu, when he confesses on them, not alone, al-sitra, that part, that side takes them, v'yu adve v'chulkein, it's this set portion that was for it. Raza doa hachi nami kabana. The secret also is the sacrifice. The boy lo doa al hao kabana kol chavoy v'chatoy. It's necessary to confess upon that. Sacrifice all the sins, transgressions, may have chulka l'man disrich, to give a portion to one that's necessary. So through that, it completes the process of offering up the sacrifice, so it draws infinite light in the worlds above, unites the worlds, and it draws down, all the way down to the other side, gives their portion, makes everyone happy. And that's why the prayer, which is like sacrifice, also must involve this confession, is it draws shefa to all the worlds and keeps everyone happy.